You are listening to Ancient Voices, brought to you by Seven Stones Radio. Hello, welcome back to Ancient Voices. It is my sincere hope that this day finds you well and of good spirit. Today, I am talking about the mystic perspective of snow. Few experiences in my life compare with waking up in the morning after a snowfall and looking outside. The sight is stunning and magical, the landscape glorious and beautiful, and the feeling one has is nothing less than sublime. Mysticism teaches that everything in the physical universe has a spiritual counterpart. Just as a teardrop is a manifestation of human emotion and anger is an expression of repressed energy, physical phenomena actually evolve from and are manifestations of a spiritual reality. Snow is a channel of energy. It is a divine voice speaking to us through visual imagery so that we can experience it with our bodily senses. Meteorologists know snow to be a result of pressure systems and precipitation levels. Physicists recognize the subatomic particles that create snow. But the mystic sees the cosmic energy that snow manifests and the facets of our psyche that it illuminates. Water in all its forms is a symbol of knowledge. Descending water represents the transmission of knowledge from a higher to lower place, the flow of information from teacher to student. In dreams, water represents our subconscious, our own deep inner knowing, our own personal wisdom. On a cosmic level, rain and snow reflect different ways in which divine energy flows to us from a higher spiritual plane. If water, the divine wisdom, were to flow continuously, it would completely submerge and obliterate all that is, not allowing space for other existence. Water flows in various measures to allow for the transmission of knowledge to be internalized. Sometimes it flows as rain, and sometimes it freezes, producing snow, hail, or sleet, which are all metaphors for the teacher monitoring and transforming the information flow into forms that the student can contain and process and assimilate. Rain is a transmission that is more on divine terms. It flows continuously like a stream of information, retaining its fluidity and flexibility, and it is absorbed quickly into the earth. Ice, on the other hand, is a transmission that is more on the recipient's terms. The information has solidified into a compact state so that the student can internalize it. The flow has ceased and turned into a solid form. The student now is not overwhelmed with a continuous flow of new ideas. Snow is an intermediary state between fluid water and solid ice. In order to appreciate the spiritual impacts of this, let's quickly examine the properties of snow. A snowflake needs at least two components in order to form. It needs, in addition to cold air, water droplets or vapor, and a nucleus. The nucleus is made up of dust, minerals, and other microscopic particles from the air. A snowflake is formed when water takes shape around these microscopic particles and the cold air turns it into ice crystals. This means that snow contains two components, two elements, water and earth. Earth being the particles, and water being the droplets, the vapor. Earth is part of the material world without any recognition of the divine. Water is divine knowledge, divine energy without any containers. Therefore, I see snow as being half heaven and half earth, providing a perfect intermediary between those two worlds. Snow consists of separate snowflakes that are actually independent properties, individuals, and they're comprised of about 100 ice crystals. Snowflakes cling to each other, but they're not intrinsically one. In contrast, water is one unified entity. Although it consists of droplets, each drop joins with another and they become one body of water. So what is that symbolism in the flow of all this knowledge? Well, when a teacher has to reach out to a student who is far beneath their level of knowledge and understanding and is not able to allow the water to just freely flow. The teacher needs to incorporate metaphors and pace the flow of the information. This allows the student to understand the new concept, and the teacher creates a point of reference by using examples or anecdotes, stories, or analogies. Snowflakes represent the need to explain gradually, step by step, in a language that is accessible to the student. Snow falls gently and silently, teaching us in our own process of educating others and educating ourselves that we need gentleness. If we educate with a sledgehammer in an unceasing rain pour, it will simply submerge and destroy the seeds that have been planted. When it rains on Earth, science tells us that on a higher level, the beginning process could have originated in snowflakes. Snowflakes are a symbol of that first gentle step. The serenity and whiteness of snow attracts us. We sense the purity of snow when we wake up in the morning and the streets are all covered in a white blanket. Snow is an equalizer. No matter how big the building or the car or the road, they are all covered equally. Snow has the ability to cover the impurities of life and remind us of our own divine purity. Snow is heaven speaking to us, speaking through that divinity, speaking to us gently and gradually on our own terms. Snow is the intermediary stage between heaven and earth. Ice is a little closer to the level of earth. Sleet is in between snow and ice. Every weather condition sends us a message and a lesson, whether it's rain, snow, sleet, ice, or hail, and yes, even sun and drought. Ultimately, it is our hope and our knowledge that the snow should melt and eventually turn to water. Once the snow falls and blocks our driveways and streets, we want it to melt. In the education process, the student needs to pause, which requires a freezing of the water. But then at some point, it must melt, and it integrates into our system in order for us to grow. The mystique of snow is precisely because of its dual quality of heaven meeting earth, water meeting land. Next time you look at the snowflakes gently dropping from heaven, blanketing the earth with its white embrace, remember that you are witnessing a kiss, the kiss of the divine and the mundane. So the next time it snows, instead of being upset that you're going to be late for work or your plans need adjustment, be reminded of the deeper truths of this world. It is wintertime, and it is time to take a step back, bask in the awe of the universe and its divine wisdoms, and reflect upon them as they're shown to you in the pure white snow. I am Amber Highland. Thank you for listening. I wish you peace and grace.